Once upon a time, I might have been the hero of this story. After all, I had everything a hero needs. Wicked fastball, killer instinct, cocky grin, full package. And believe me, I knew how to score. I even had a nickname. They called me the Rifle because I pitched with such relentless speed and accuracy. Back then, I could dot a gnat's ass from 200 feet away. From 60 feet 6 inches, I could break the webbing on the catcher's mitt, and I did, plenty of times. At my high school, I held the record for strikeouts and home runs. They retired my number and hung my jersey in the gym. My coach said I was a once-in-a-generation player. My senior year, I was San Diego's first-round draft pick with a fucking $2 million signing bonus. Did you catch that? $2 million. That night, I signed autographs for kids in Little League uniforms at the ice cream shop on Main Street. Then I paid for all their double scoops. 3 months later, I was in Arizona for instructional league. A few months after that, I was in spring training. And before I could even legally buy myself a beer, I made my major league debut. I had a locker in the clubhouse, a uniform on the hook, my entire future ahead of me. A future I wanted, a future I'd earned, a future I was convinced I deserved. Point is, I was fucking invincible. Until one day, I wasn't. Former Little League coach. Sure, I was watching that game. Who wasn't? It's not every day a hometown kid plays in the World Series. I just wish I knew what happened. One minute, he can throw a baseball. The next, he can't. I mean, what the hell? High school teammate. It was the curveball. He hung on to it too long, or maybe he rushed it. But he was done after that. I mean, 6 wild pitches in one inning in the World Series? Damn. You gotta feel bad for him, poor bastard. Chemistry teacher. He lacked discipline. That was his problem. Local church lady. He lacked Jesus. High school rival. His ego brought him down, plain and simple. Tyler Shaw thought his bleep didn't stink, but what stinks now is his arm. They should have drafted me instead. I could have thrown better that day. Hell, my dog could have thrown better that day. Local barber. You'd think with all the millions they paid him, he could just throw straight. I mean, why couldn't he just throw strikes like he used to? I ever see him around these parts again, I'm going to ask him. Client currently in barber's chair. I bet his underwear was too tight. That always makes me anxious. Random guy at the corner bar. I saw him pitch his senior year. He struck out the first 19 batters in a row. 19. Bleep. Unbelievable. Sad what happened to him with millions of people watching too. I heard he's some kind of recluse now. Lives alone, won't talk to nobody. Random guy at the corner bar, one seat down. I don't know, maybe he can make a comeback or something. Do some hypnosis. See a shrink. Random guy at the corner bar, 2 seats down. Nah, shrink can't help him, and no team will touch him. The yips are a death sentence, and everyone knows it. That guy's finished in baseball. He's a cautionary tale. Of course that fucking documentary was on in the airport bar. No matter where I went, I couldn't escape it. Changing my mind about a post-flight beer, I pulled my ball cap lower on my forehead and kept my head down as I moved through Cherry Capital Airport. Chances were that nobody was going to recognize me. I hadn't been back to my small northern Michigan hometown in years, but I didn't want to risk it. There was a time in my life when I'd loved being recognized. I'd lived for it. People would stare, and I didn't mind one bit. They asked for selfies, and I obliged with my signature cocky grin. They asked for autographs, and I happily signed whatever napkin, hat, or ticket stub they handed me. They'd raise a glass to me across a crowded bar.